88.
Yo, I've got something here. Yo, have you ever heard of Nerdcore music? It just made me laugh. It just made me laugh. It just made me laugh. So I hunted down this horrible, horrible evidence of modernism, and I don't even know if we should share it with the audience, but I think I will.
He that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy.
I have a message. Save your generation.
You are listening to Save Your Generation on your Bill Radio Network.
Hey everybody out there, how's it going tonight? You're listening to Save Your Generation on the Revere Radio Network. You can hear this broadcast each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Zone, only on revereradio.net. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in tonight to listen to this, to hear what I have to say about the week's events. Seems like, all right, this is the 33rd week, 34th week. I've done 34 shows. I know I did 2 shows in a week one time, so I guess this is my 33rd week in a row of doing this show. And I do this show only because I feel like I have a perspective, a voice, ideas, things that aren't being heard in the mainstream media, let alone in this alternative media either, which is strange, because I thought that if we're all on the same wavelength, we should all be thinking the same thoughts, but you know, really, I don't hear a lot of the things that I have to say, a lot of my perspective. So that's why I try to make it, you know, I try to go out of my way, I should say, to make sure that each and every week I can do at least one show. Rob trying for the 5 days a week is absolutely something that we should all strive for. And really, I need to get on the ball and start doing more than one show a week, because so much is happening right now. If you haven't noticed, things are progressing. It's really started to heat up. The heat's on. It's going faster and faster each day. You know, we are racing towards something huge. I can feel it in the air. I know you out there can feel it. But there's so much happening. I need to do more than one show a week, because I know I'm not going to be able to get to everything. Each and every day after my show, I hear something. I'm like, oh, I need to make sure I get that on the show. I hear something next. Oh, I need to make sure I talk about that on the show. And every single day, it seems like it's something that I could just be going on and on about. Things are happening so fast. So this week we're going to try to compile all that into 2 hours, and I know it's not going to be possible, which is why I really just need to do a daily hour show like Rob. Just come on live, let people chat at me, because I think that's when I'm at my best, is when people, whenever I call into Rasta's show, he always inspires me, each and every time. And something new is revealed to me each time I call, something that I hadn't known, something that I wasn't fully getting, but because we're bouncing ideas off each other, we are in this debate, we're in this argument, we're in this conversation, which is revealing and inspiring new thoughts in my head. And that's all I ask for, and that's all I want to do. Even when I go to the Revere board, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for new thoughts and new ideas, so I'm throwing mine out and hoping to get something back, but that there is a lost cause, unfortunately. But thankfully, Rasta is that redeeming light that Revere has, and there are a couple redeeming lights. The others, that's a dim light if that. But where should we even begin? There's so much I want to talk about. But that Rasta, when I called him last Friday, if you listen to his show, that's the one show I think you should be listening to each and every week. If you don't get a chance to stay up on Friday nights. Friday night used to be the shiz night. That was like the night you didn't want to miss. It used to be some real good stuff happening on Friday nights. And I'm not even talking about the very beginning. Like, I didn't even catch all that the old days. I came later. I didn't start listening to Revere for about about a year now. Yeah, probably about a year I've been listening. But I remember Fridays was like, there was no way anything else was happening on Friday nights. It was locked to Revere, hearing what was happening, calling in, whatever. And now it's hard to even stay tuned in the entire Friday night. I try to get back in time for Rasta, but I thankfully did last week. But what was revealed was something that I kind of had already known. It was something that I was, a theory that I was dabbling with, that I have been dabbling with, and it's basically the reason I started the show, is because it was something that I had discovered that I hadn't seen anywhere else, nowhere on the internet. I haven't seen anyone else put this together, so I was like, wow, this is kind of special. This is something that needs to be known. This is something that needs to be shared. See what other people think about this. And Rasta on his show last week said that he believed what I was saying, that he also sees that as truth, and hey, if it takes only one other person could see what I'm talking about, then that's enough. Then the purpose of my show has been fulfilled, you know, to get this information and to spread this to other people besides myself. And, you know, some people get a show because they want recognition, or they want a name for themselves, or they want to be popular or cool in some type of movement or scene, no matter how small it is. If they can't in the regular world be popular and cool, so they feel like a need, you gotta get in where you fit in, you know what I'm saying? So that's what they try to do. I was here because I had some real legitimate information that wasn't being shared, so kind of like how Alex Jones did. He was a man who got into it because he had real legitimate information that no one else was getting out, that he knew that it was his obligation to get out. Is that why you're doing a show? Think about that. We need to all have a serious gut check, basically, you know? Why am I doing this? Someone gave one to me, and I asked me this. No one had asked me this. It was actually one of the listeners sent me a message over on the RevereRadio.net message boards. If you want to contact me, that's where you can find me, SYG, Save Your Generation. But he sent me a private message, and it was something so deep. I'm going to read you a little bit of what he said, because it was absolutely, you know, it really made me think, and it really did that soul-searching gut check where you ask yourself, and you fight with yourself, and you probably have the same thing every day. Anytime you watch something or hear something or read something that goes against or makes you, you know, think about your true motives for what you're doing with your life, why you're in this truth movement. And he made me question my motives, and I didn't really, you know, but it at least revealed something else. This is the number one reason why I stick around at Revere. Because anybody could just sit in their house knowing what they know and keeping it to themselves, but to actually have this and present it to other people and then see their responses and see what else they have to say is the only way that you can actually learn more. Some people aren't interested in learning more. They're interested in staying dormant and being ignorant forever. I am interested in the absolute truth, and I know that I don't know the absolute truth, but I'm getting closer and closer. And the only way you can get closer is by still searching. Alright, let's go to our first song of the night, because it's a special one. for all the people on Revere, because I understand now, it's not really about a location, it's more about a mentality. And I think that's kind of why you don't understand some of the things I say and why you view me as a racist. I don't know how I would be a racist in this case, I don't know. But we're going to discuss more about that after the break, and this one's for you.
You're a hillbilly. You don't even know who you are, do you? Look at you. You're a clown. You're a joke.
Hey now, happy time, Harry. Just because someone's a hillbilly doesn't make them a clown or a joke, per se. Usually, but not always. That would be stereotyping. You know, we don't want to be stereotypist or racist or anything like that. Okay, now, I'm just joking, like, obviously. I just learned that we are going to see things completely differently, opposite. Even though we are in this truth movement, quote-unquote, supposedly together, we're going to see it completely different because you are where you're from. You're a Southern man, and you don't get it. And Neil Young couldn't have said it better. I mean, I can't say it better, so what else am I going to say after that? He's exactly right. These other men don't do what their good book says, and that's what the Savior Generation is about, trying to wake them up to that. Because they're not doing it, but they're these are the hypocrites. And not only Southern people, I mean, the song's not only about, like I said, it's a state of mind. He was just using that as an example, because that's, you know, because that's brilliant. And, but basically, oh, and about that Happy Time Harry, I wanted to say David Cross. I don't really like him, but I thought he was hilarious in that. But I went to see him when he came through Boston. I was listening to AD's show. He played like something about David Cross, but I'm not feeling David Cross because he's a 9/11 truth denier. Not only is he a denier, he has a little thing in his live act where he like starts kind of talking about some of the conspiracy, but make it seem like really ridiculous and like it's only for backwood redneck hillbillies. And and I believe that I'm in the militia and the government did 9/11. He was saying stuff like that, and I was almost about to just start yelling stuff back at the stage, but I kind of kept it cool because everybody in there was enjoying it a little too much, and I was thinking, wait a second, these people are probably those type. They'll try to like do something physical if you actually speak some truth to them. Because there are people like that. There are people who hear the truth and it infuriates them to the point of physical violence. It's scary that people are like that. Just from hearing the truth, you know what I mean? If you were to lie to the person, they would love you. But the truth is that truth causes violence. And I guess that's why everyone's so angry at me. You know, they've been all trying to get... I don't know. I'm not a prick, though. That's the thing. I guess that's just the way I talk. That's
how I talk! Yeah, see? Cover? No, what are you talking about, see? That's how I talk. See?
That's just how I am. And people think even the people closest to me say that I'm a prick in that matter because of the way that I... But that's just how words and how thoughts are formulated in my head, and that's how they're expressed through me. It's not like I'm... I'd have to say it is... unintentional at best if I offend someone, because I'm not trying to, and I'm not trying to make someone mad or angry. I'm just trying to give the truth, and that's the way it's expressed through me. So if the truth makes you angry, you need to examine that, why the truth is making you angry. And you don't get it? But if you don't know it's the truth, then you need to go research that and then tell me why it's wrong. Because you're not telling me why it's wrong. You're just saying that it's... No. You're just saying that you disagree. But you can't tell me that MSG doesn't kill people. You can't tell me that aspartame doesn't kill people. You can't tell me that eating that stuff is good or bad. It's just... I need to stop talking about myself. Because that's... But, I mean... The only way that I find answers is through self-examination. And I think maybe that's what people need to do more of. Maybe I don't need to do less. Maybe people need to do that more. Because once you look inside yourself, self-actualization is the only way that you can get to any type of enlightenment. So, I don't know. I guess hold me at fault for that, too. That's my fault. Let's go to another song so I can really start talking about news and stop talking about all this revere happening, because that's a distraction just as much as, like, I don't know, whoever's on the TV is. It's just drama that needs to be so ignored, because unless you're going to come with facts, then don't talk at all. So that's what we're going to do next. We're going to come with facts on a whole bunch of issues, stuff in the news, stuff that I've been reading on websites. There's just lots of... What's up with all these bees dying? The truck out? Stop snitching? It was like, I got so much stuff we need to discuss. Russell Simmons? What? I don't know. Stephen Colbert? There's just a whole list of stuff that we're going to talk about. Marky Mark? There's so much news in this past week that I want to cover. So we'll see what gets covered when we come back after this song.
Now you do what they told ya.
Stop doing what the Babylonian beast machine tells you to do. Listen to Save Your Generation. Now in its all-new time, 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights on RevereRadio.net.
Save Your Generation. Pulling you from the flames of hell since 2006.
Burn! Burn! Get your brother burn! Go to 1, 2...
Alright, I lied. I'm gonna do some news right now, cause I just looked through, as I was looking at my, little outline here, I saw something that I really wanted to talk about. I should've talked about it first, cause it really puts everything into perspective for tonight and for your whole life when you really think about it. One of the good shows that I really like on Revere, the King Mob show, I was listening to his latest one, and, he did, well, I don't know if you listened to my show last week as well, I spoke a little bit about how all these things always happen in this week of April that we're in right now. In between April 20th, April 19th, around that area, you know, in this week. And on his show, he went really in-depth into it. I wish I would have had the time to look it up. I would have loved to do a show on that, because these are the type of things that aren't being exposed on any other shows. And these are the type of stuff that you really need to know, because this little piece of information really puts everything into perspective better than anything else, really. I mean, anything that I'd heard about why the shootings had happened, or anything I'd heard about why this was going on, this makes the most sense and puts it into the best perspective. Okay, think about this. It is a high occult period, what happens. It goes on from about April 19th until the 1st of May, and I think the 1st of May is significant for May Day, if you know anything about that. You know, one of the greatest, biggest, hugest things that ever happened in U.S. history happened on May Day. If you don't know what that is, look that up. But that's a whole nother topic, a whole nother show. Hopefully he'll do something on that, too. Great show. The April, this occult fest actually predates the country's foundings. And on April 19th, 1775, there was a huge event. Lexington and Concord, one of the biggest things, happened right around here, New England. All of the stuff that the people around here, the Patriots, the whole Patriot thing, how they say, the 1776, and this has all started it. But really, if it was just started in this fake occult, we know it was basically a false flag event. That's what this was. This wasn't something real that they did. It was another false flag. So if our country is founded on a false flag event, what does that say about our country? Our country is false. This is fake. So the whole Constitution, all of it is invalid. It's all not real. The revolution never happened. It was all staged. It was a false flag event. So what does that lead for everything else? Truly, then, we are really under British rule still, because it was just a false flag. So there really was no revolution. The British let it happen. They knew what was going on. So they just backed away and have decided to pull the strings as the hidden hand, as they do. And the people who all ran things like the Boston Tea Party were done by who? The Freemasons. We know this, right? If you don't know this, look that up. I think it's also significant that that guy killed 33 people. If you don't know why that number is significant to the Freemasons, look that up. See, every little thing builds on and adds to something else, and it wasn't until I heard the show that I started to put all that together, like, wait a second, that makes sense. Then, if that, you know, if that was done in this period, it wasn't on accident. So the whole revolution, the whole independence, everything that people say, the Declaration, it was so great, our founding fathers did all this, it was great. No, really, it was a false flag event, they didn't do anything. It was fake, it was fixed, it was a rigged hand, it was a game. This whole everything is a lie. Absolutely everything. There's no other way to put it. It's the greatest lie ever sold. Bigger than 9/11, bigger than all of it. The entire founding, all of it. So where do you go from here? Do you just continue on with this lie and be part of this? Do you take part in this lie? Or do you say we start something new? what happens from here. Because now, for you to continue on in this, you would have to be admitting that you know that it was a false flag and it was staged and it was a lie and that there was no real revolution, that this country and all the founding is based on a lie. If you can prove to me differently, please do. Go to revereradio.net and prove me your best to show that it wasn't just another staged event by the people who are really in charge, the Freemasons and the British, and it, if you can show that it was truly a grassroots revolution that took place, all right, but otherwise it seems like you're taking part in something that is a fraud. We all have been. So there really needs to be some decisions made on what happens from here. And, how far you want to continue with the fraud. Like, are you just going to continue to lie to yourself every day? I don't know. Let's move on to another topic, because that was something that I should have started the show with, because that was probably the best thing I heard all week. That show. Let me see. What else did I hear this week? A lot of crazy stuff. I heard on Derry Brownfield's show, maybe I'll play that clip, some lady called in. All right, I know you've heard the whole thing about all the bees dying everywhere, which is significant to me, because I'm not like a farmer. I don't got no big farm or nothing like that, but I do like to garden, do a little, you know, some vegetables, some little bit of this, a little bit of that. I do have a green thumb, if you will. But my favorite herb we will be speaking about later, which is something I discussed with Rasta, which is coming up. But about the bees dying, something that I thought was very strange and something that troubled me was that three dead birds, I think there were robins, we found in the yard. So is that, has to do something with, you know, with the bees dying? Is that connected? I mean, they are apparently, from this caller on Derry, I'm going to play the clip, it's biowarfare, and that's part of it, why the bees are dying. And now I see these dead birds, I'm thinking, that's kind of, it's kind of strange. Are they spraying something near me? Is something happening? I've been horribly sick. I don't know if you can tell by my voice. I'm all backed up and nasally. I sound ridiculous, I'm sure. But it's because I'm so sick. Babies are sick. And three dead birds. Something is going. Let me play that Derry Brownfield clip right now.
We're in the home stretch. Let's take one quick call from Lauren in Ohio. Hi, Lauren. You're on the air.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good.
I was just going to say, with respect to the bees, mycoplasma, it's being dropped on us. This is more biowarfare, and it's a combination of mycoplasma, fungal infection, and mites, vampire mites. So you just look on the back of a package of tetracycline, you know, for the pet animals, and boy, they sure know about mycoplasma, synovia, mycoplasma, galliceptosin, you know, but they don't know anything about mycoplasma in humans. But the gist of it is you can dust your bee colonies with this tetracycline powder, and it tells you how to use it and everything on the package. But that's what's going on. We're actually having the globalists or whoever's doing this to us, flying these planes and dropping this stuff on us, and this is another part of their strategy. But it can be handled, and it's, you know, that's all it is. It's not anything fancy. We actually had mycoplasma pneumonia. My chickens got the mycoplasma. They stopped laying. We took the tetracycline. We gave it to them. Boom. They were back to laying. Boom. We were, you know, it didn't clean us up. We had to do some other things to clean us up.
Okay, we're going to have to move on here. But
now, that lady was given some absolutely fabulous information, and we're going to have to move on. Derry, you should have kept that lady on. I need to get her from my show, because I want to know everything that she knows, because that sounds like a very good explanation for everything that's been happening. You know, I don't know. That's something that can be proven, just like that whole, I don't know, whatever the whole chemtrails thing is. We can't prove that something's being sprayed, but why else? What is the other explanation? And if she did something and it caused a reaction and it has actually worked, then I would say that that's a pretty good explanation. And we should have people like her, people who are just at home experimenting with this. Because no one, just because people are on the radio doesn't mean that they're the experts and have the answers. The people who are out there in the real world, in the field, that the true person in the streets doing all the, you know, hands-on stuff with this are going to be the ones who can give us the answers to these things. You know, the people who are experimenting and researching all this. But I thought that was wonderful, and I wish I could find out who that person was to get him on my show. So let's go to a song now. I promised that song. I wanted to talk about some more news, but I feel so sick right now. I have to play a song so I can take a little break. I'm telling you, it sounds like that mycoplasma pneumonia and all that, I don't know, research that. Somebody give me some more info on that. Anybody listening and seems to be so inclined. This is the Incitement, Enlightenment, Inspiration Hour. I'm your host, Manly P. Hall.
Let's just go over some basic stuff here for a minute, okay? This is not a drill! This is some serious shit!
They always planned to break it down. It was first world. They planned to destroy it, go back to the old British model of breaking them up, playing the different groups off against each other, divide and conquer. They are engaged, and let me say it again, in total precision. These idiots go, the government couldn't have police state. They can't even win the war on drugs. The war on drugs tripled the heroin, doubled the cocaine. 7 million people in the prison system, up from 1 million just 12 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an incredible success, butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They ship the drugs in, then they militarize and federalize the police and going after it, put you in private whack-a-nut prisons, which are financed by drug money. It's a wonderful success.
You're joking. We don't.
I know. We're sharing. Thing.
We're sharing a method that works and that can we can really use to effectively communicate to people. And I'm just letting people know that you're joking. But I want to thank the boys doing a great job putting that bumper together for us. And, and they work very hard on the program. And I know they do the most they can.
You're listening to Save Your Generation on RevereRadio.net.
Well, of course we are. It's a big community event. So I'm expected to be there. I'm a community leader. I'm a member of the Rotary, you know, and the Masons.
Oh, Zev, I told you that they sacrifice a human in effigy before a giant 45 to 50 foot stone owl.
I would say that's probably why they're going to hell.
Welcome back to Save Your Generation. Go to RevereRadio.net to show us some love. If you appreciate what you've been hearing so far on this fantastic voyage, so to speak, you just heard a song by a band, a friend of mine called Onslow. Go to their MySpace if you like that song. If you're paying attention to the lyrics, then you know what that song is about. But the title of that song is Weaving Spiders Come Not Here. You still don't know what I'm talking about, still don't know what they're trying to tell you, go to the MySpace. It's myspace.com/ONSLO. Onslow is the name of the band. I think I say that right. I'm kind of an idiot, so I'm not too intelligent in that aspect, but they're a great band nonetheless, and you should support them. Independent music, writing songs about stuff that is real, real life, not about cars and rims and money and fake stuff and fake emotions and fake relationships with fake girls that never existed and never happened and fake heartbreaks. And we're talking about some real stuff here. Check out that band. It's Onslow, myspace.com/Onslow. O-N-S-L-O. I'm going to say it again because it's such a good song. I hope you enjoyed it because I certainly did. On to some news for tonight. Oh, and after that, you heard a clip I little added in there from the movie that broke it all open and really showed us what really happened there. You know, because without Alex Jones getting in there, how would we know? I mean, we have some of the pictures that have been discovered from, you know, the people who died over the years, but never an actual footage, never a video of what's actually going on there. The whole ring fire and, oh, I am now using my crazy voice to do this.
Do you dare burn me again?
Like, all of that stuff is, to me, one of the funniest and at the same time scariest. Like, when you show that to someone for the first time, if you just watch their expression and what they're really not the same again. Because that's always going to be in the back of their mind. Like, was that real? What was I watching? Like, you don't even get it at first. Like, when I first, a couple years ago, when I first heard of it and saw it, I tried to get through the whole thing. And I was like, I can't believe this. I was like, this is too weird. I'm not even watching the whole thing. This is weird. Like, I don't know what this is. I couldn't comprehend it. But the more you watch it, you start to pick out more things. You really start to understand what's being said and what's happening, you know. It's actually a dialogue with Care is going on. You know, they are speaking to Care, telling, well, you've seen it. You've probably dissected and picked apart that ritual as much as I have, but it's odd. All right, so news. Current events and news. Well, we got the truck out thing that didn't happen. It was supposed to. I was listening to Jack Blood, and some woman called in and said that the big one at the Beltway, you know, the big one in D.C. or whatever that was supposed to take place, and all the truckers supposed to be rounded up, you know, I didn't hear anything but this lady call in and say that her husband and someone else were the only two people there. Now, was this predicted? You heard that on Save Your Generation a couple weeks ago when I had my own trucker expertise, my trucker friend N.J. Weedman, Ed Fortune. He owns his own trucking company. And he said that he didn't think anything was going to happen at all, because he hears about stuff like this all the time, but it never gets coordinated correctly and nothing happens. Seems like we have the same thing. We got a whole bunch of talkers, but not a lot of action. And I think the problem is because we don't know the right action. It was said on Jack's show that, you know, the internet's probably not where a whole bunch of truckers are going to be looking for information like this. So we really need to start taking it to the streets once again and redouble our efforts in handing out flyers, passing things by hand. Yes, the internet is a great tool. I think it's a great tool in communicating and networking with the people who already know. But as far as reaching out to new people, not everybody has the internet. We got to start doing that hand-to-hand combat here. And, I mean, for this, doing the show, I really am expecting that I'm talking to the people who know what's up, or to a certain extent know what's up, and is looking for more, and we're just feeding off each other and giving each other more information. But for those people who don't really know what's happening, we need to start handing out handbills again. Don't you agree? We also have in the news, stop snitching. Now, this is something I want to talk about, only because I think it's so... I mean, I don't really want to spend a whole lot of time on Stop Snitching. If you haven't heard it, hold on, let me just play one little clip of it. I'm sure you've seen it 1,000 times, but I just think it's funny, so I'm going to play it.
If there is a serial killer living next door to you, though, and you know that person is, you know, killing people, would you be a snitch if you called police and told them?
If I knew the serial killer was living next door to me?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't call and tell anybody on them, but I'd probably move, but I'm not going to call and be like, you know, the serial killer's in 4E.
Oh my God, that's so shocking. I can't believe he would say that. I can't believe he would think that he wouldn't tell anybody if it's urgent. All right, number one, the reason why I think this whole thing being blown into such a huge big deal is just a gigantic joke and a distraction is because what we've just been talking about, the Freemasons, what all the stuff they do in secret. They have the same code. They want us to think that look at these black people, they're savages. They don't even call the police when something happens. Neither do the people who go around killing people and the Freemasons and the Skull and Bones and all the other secret societies. They have this exact same cutthroat oath, this code that you do not tell anyone anything. And if you do, we're going to kill you. So it's just hilarious that this guy, what's his stupid name? I don't care, whatever his name is gonna act all shocked when he's probably, I'm positive that he's taken one of these oaths and he's been in one of these rituals where they take these oaths. So he has done the same thing, but he's gonna try to demonize Cameron now because he's saying that he doesn't want to be a snitch. And this whole thing, you should try to go to YouTube and just type stop snitching and see the entire interview, because the way that they try to spin it now, the way that they're trying to lump in like Tupac and Biggie and Jam Master Jay, all the rappers and all the hip hop people who've been killed, you know, they haven't had anyone found who murdered them. So they're trying to say, oh, it's because black people have this stop snitching ethic, so that's why no one can find the killer of Biggie and Tupac. Black people know, but they're just not telling the police. First of all, we need a new police department then. Isn't it the police's job to go find out these things without having someone to tell them? Because if you got have someone to tell you, then what are we paying the police for? You're supposed to be figuring this out. Detective, go detect, right? So why should we have to tell the police anything? That's number one. Number two, this Biggie and Tupac thing, if you haven't heard my shows on that, there's a lot more involvement, and it's police involvement. So what is telling the police doing? Oh, you're telling the people who already did it, probably. So that's why they don't talk to the police. But I can't believe how huge this thing is. And stop snitching. Wow. To have that idiot, Anderson Cooper, that's his name, to do a show with Cameron. Wow. Unbelievable. What was the other thing I wanted to talk about with the stop snitching thing? Another one of the guys who are shills, but people dig him, Stephen Colbert. Speaking of, Stephen Colbert had on his show Jam Master Jay's, I'm not gonna put that on him. Jam Master Jay, the one who discovered and put his little group Run DMC together. Russell Simmons, the brother of Daryl, is that his name? No, not Daryl Simmons. Rev Run, whatever his name is, I don't know. You know who I'm talking about. He was on Colbert Report, and he was talking about his new book that he has out. It's called Do You. Now, why am I talking about all these hip-hop people? You'll see. It all is connected. You got to be able to read the media and see what it's really trying to tell you, why all this stuff is happening and why it all comes together. All right, so he's promoting this book, Do You. Earlier in that day, I saw that he was, now I didn't know then, but then when I saw that he had this new book out, I figured that's why he said it. Earlier that day, I saw that Russell Simmons was calling to the hip-hop community to ban three words: bitch, ho, and nigger. Now that to me is the most asinine statement I've heard probably this month. Bitch, ho, and nigger. Why? Okay, how did he pick those three words out of a hat? I mean, it literally sounds like he picked them at random, because you're telling me now bitch is the equivalent of nigger? I mean, bitch, first of all, is a female dog. So if you're going to go to a dog breeder and say, I have a stud, do you have a bitch? They're going to know that word's banned. You can't say it. Like, absolutely retarded. And then I saw that he had this book out, and that's why he's going to say this, because he wants to get publicity. He needs to get his name in the media so people say, oh, he has this book coming out. I need to go buy that book. So, all right. Thanks for the advice to ban those three words. Thanks for being a waste. Thanks for not actually helping the community at all whatsoever, just being a porch monkey. But why he's significant and why I see now the reason I think that Jam Master Jay, the reason why his is unsolved, the same as Malcolm X and Tupac, and I mean Biggie and Tupac and Malcolm X for that matter, is because there is a Freemason element, a secret society type involvement in it. Why in Jam Master Jay? Well, you look at Russell Simmons and how he's come up, what he's done since then, and you always know that whenever there's a genesis of something, there has to be that blood sacrifice, there has to be a murder, and it has to be the first fruits, it has to be your first, it has to be the most important, the most significant of whoever. So Biggie, obviously, when people say Biggie and Tupac, yeah, they were the East and the West, the best in the East, the best in the West, so that in order to cause this East and West conflict, you gotta kill the best in both, right? With Jam Master Jay, people say that Run DMC was truly the ones who started the whole b-boy, the hip-hop, the whatever you want to call it that sprouted in the 80s. They say that Run DMC was the number one. Now, the number one thing in hip-hop, what came before the MC, was the DJ. Nowadays, you wouldn't even know. The DJ is the most irrelevant, the most bastardized thing. No one cares about the DJ. Now it's all about the MC, and the MCs aren't even MCs because they have no DJ. Number one and number two, they're not even writing their own rhymes. So rap, hip-hop, what we have now in the mainstream is not even real. It's completely a fabrication. It's not anything. So how they had this, how they initiated this was by killing Jam Master Jay, significant because he was the DJ. They're showing that hip-hop, everything that it was, everything that it once meant and stood for, is dead, is gone, completely eradicated. The whole theory of it being the DJ and the MC is revolving around nothing. Now it's any idiot can say whatever someone else has written for them into a microphone over any corny, same, regurgitated, recycled, corny beats, and that can make you some money. And that's what hip-hop is now. And it used to be something where it was intelligent, creative, and a way of expressing ideas and thoughts the same way we are through our microphones. Two turntables and a microphone was all you needed. But, let's go to a song right now on that note, and I hope you absorb some of that. I just spouted, I went into a little, hoobity-joobity there on hip-hop, but the whole Anderson Cooper and Cameron Giles thing, stop snitching. You know what I say we do in the truth movement? This is my idea here. We're gonna start snitching, okay? Why? Because these people, these Freemasons, the reason why 9/11 is being kept in secret is because Anderson Cooper and everybody in the media has got their own stop snitching and won't tell what really happened on 9/11 and won't tell what these criminals have been doing. So what do we have now in the truth movement? I'm starting it today. Everybody, we're going to make up shirts. It's going to say start snitching. And on the back, it's going to say on the criminals who did 9/11. All right? Seriously, we need to start snitching today.
Is there any situation where you think it's okay to talk to the police?
Yeah, definitely. Say hello, how you feel, everything all right, period.
Shut up!
You talk about people you don't even know, and you talk about
never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Homeboy, you never shut up.
Every day you are out fighting someone in the street.
And you're always fighting someone you know you can't beat.
Then you wonder how
you got in this mess.
Just think of what you said.
First son of a bitch to wake up out of their dream.
maybe not all, I can't say all Masons and all Rosicrucians, but many of these guys who are in positions of leadership, they know exactly what they're doing.
You're listening to RevereRadio.net, and you just experienced the Savior Generation music block. I hope the music that I play says something to you and your life, and you're not looking to hang the DJ. You know, that's a little tongue-in-cheek. I'm sure you could get it. Sort of a gimme. Panic is a gimme, but, you know, I think it's appropriate for what we were talking about, considering the DJ is now the lost art. I think that's why it's finding a regeneration, especially in the subculture somewhat of what I am into. You know, people are getting more and more back into the whole DJing aspect of music, putting music together, using music, soundscapes, not just vocal track, whatever, you know what it is. As far as news, we got a couple more news articles to go, then I'm going to move into our other topic for the night, what I discussed on Ross's, and some other stuff. I want to address what some people on Revere had said. So I want to give them answers. They ask questions, so I want to have answers for them. I can't always respond in like a written format, so this is where I'll choose to answer those questions that people had. But first, news. John Kerry. Is John Kerry a 9/11 truther? Oh, whoa. So, John Kerry, I saw him on the Colbert Report too. I think it was last week, maybe the week before. It was recently. And, Stephen Colbert basically just kissed his ass the entire time. People want to say that Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert, they're on our side. They try to expose what they can through that. No, they don't. They try to, basically, all they try to do is force the paradigm even more. They just make that paradigm, the left-right, liberal versus conservative paradigm, they just try to exploit it. Basically, they're not really... I don't know. I'm not a fan of either one. And seeing Kerry on there and seeing the way that he was treated, no difficult questions. Certainly not the questions the people in Austin, Texas were asking him. Nothing like that happened. But speaking of this event, so Kerry, if you don't know, go try to Google it, Kerry 9/11, and see what he said about it. But to me, the way I see it is, Kerry is full of it. I mean, these people are supposed to be our representatives, right, who have the information. Yet, he's just hearing about this for the first time? He's never heard about this before? I'm no one, and I've heard about it. You're no one, and you've heard about it. But he, this is the oh, that's the guy I want as my president. The guy who hasn't heard shit. Like, you know what I mean? Come on, that's really, really bogus to think that that's even possible. And I guess it's just really exposing these people. It really is. We need to start snitching. There we go. John Kerry's one of them. Anybody from this point on who continues to really shill and try to say that they have no idea, they're just completely oblivious. Anybody who tries to run that anymore, we call them out on it. Call them out. Start snitching on all of them. Starting now. What's today? April 28th, I think it is, right? Wednesday, April? No, when April 25th. All right, I'm a couple days ahead of myself. Wednesday, April 25th. Start snitching. That's when you start today. What else was in the news? John Kerry. There's also the Marky Mark thing. Now, that's somebody who I consider a real truther. You got Marky Mark now. He's done the movie like the one I always play the clips from. I'm a real big fan of I Heart Huckabee. Now, when I first saw the premise of that movie and I saw like a clip of it, I thought it was going to be the dumbest thing ever. But when you watch the entire movie, you get what they're trying to tell you. You know, he just happens to play his Marky Mark's character in the movie is a ex-firefighter who started to question things after the quote big thing in September. Hey, we got firefighters like that coming out every day. And, you know, it's really great to see that he's doing this new movie, Shooter, which is supposedly, according to PrisonPlanet.com, what I read on there is that it's going to be something that is really anti-police state and really exposes the government-sponsored terror and things of that nature. Marky Mark could be the next truther, so next time you see that guy around, grab a microphone, stick it in his face, and see if you can get him to say something. That's all it takes. People, we have become the media. I hope you realize this. People don't need to go on Fox News or wherever to come out. They just need one of us to come up to them and ask them. And there it is. Everybody will know about it thanks to you. Everyone will know. Because you went up to this person and you asked them this question and you got them on record to say it. That's all it takes. So, Marky Mark is from the area. I'm going to be looking out for that dude to see if he's around so I can try to get him. Because I know he's going to be the next one coming out if he hasn't already. Alright, that's just about it for current events. I know I wanted to do some more, but I can't find them, what I wanted to talk about. So, what we'll talk about now is something that happened. This is a personal current event. I was helping a friend out, a friend who works in law enforcement. So I guess I can't say I don't talk to cops at all. This person is in law enforcement, and you know, that just goes to show there are good cops. They're not all bad. They're not all criminals. There are some good people who are just your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, and they're not corrupt and working towards a police state and wanting to take all our freedoms. But this person was looking to go into a government area, take their police enforcement career and move it forward working for Homeland Security. Now, I didn't want to say anything and tell them what I thought of Homeland Security or anything, so I was just saying, alright, I will help you in this adventure. So as I'm helping them, I notice that unbelievable the job descriptions that some of these things have. If you've ever looked into what the Homeland Security people have, let me just read this, because I wanted to share this with everyone, because I'm sure you've never done this. You've never been searching for a Homeland Security job. Why would you? It says, quote, "This position supports our mission to prevent acts of terrorism by targeting the people, money, and materials that support terrorist and criminal activities. Our vision is to be the nation's preeminent law enforcement agency, dedicated to detecting vulnerabilities and preventing violations that threaten national security. Immigration and Customs Enforcement was established to combat the criminal and national security threats emergent in a post-9/11 environment." Like, that to me is unreal. That's, it's just reading that, it makes me say, oh wow, that's something I want to be a part of. I can't wait to go target some people, money, and materials that support supposed, alleged terrorist and criminal activities. Like, that's unbelievable. So, that's exactly why they needed this 9/11 and why they needed these events to happen. It opens up an entire new job market now. Everybody gets to be the boogeyman watcher. Everybody gets to be, see, if you have this fantasy that doesn't really exist, is everywhere but nowhere, then everybody at the same time can be watching for it and keeping us safe from it. It opens up a billion, billion, billion jobs. Wow. Great, great idea. They knew that there were outsourcing all the other real jobs, the manufacturing jobs, to overseas. So how do we keep Americans happy and give them some jobs? Make up a fake job doing nothing. Brilliant. Brilliant scheme. All right, so that's my little thoughts on that. So helping this friend, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do, and you can't change everyone. All right, now questions. Questions that were posed to me on revereradio.net. The first one. Actually, we're going to skip this person's questions because, really, when people ask questions like this, it's just a real indication that they're not outside of the paradigm and they haven't broken out through the matrix. So, Rob Bishop, I'm sorry, I'm not going to answer your questions because when people ask me about things like what are my issues? What are my opinions on issues like abortion? That just really, I mean, what are you going to ask me next? Gay marriage? Don't you get that these are tricks? These really have nothing to do with me, you, or anyone else. Who gives a shit what you think about abortion or gay marriage or anything else? It doesn't... This is something so simplistic and basic to think that there are people in this network and in this movement who still haven't seen outside of that paradigm. It just goes to show how far we still need to go and how far we need to reach everyone. And we can't think that just because we are in this truth movement and we have a little bit of knowledge means that we see the big picture, because there's a lot of us who are still missing the point completely, have totally missed the point and are way off base. And these are the people that still don't understand the reason why illegal immigration fighting the immigrants is completely retarded, because it's only going to start a war in between the peasants and not actually going after who started the problem, the root of the problem. If you were a gardener, you don't just go down and pick off leaves. You go underneath the ground, you dig up the root, and that's how you get rid of that. You don't just pick at the leaves. That's doing nothing. What, are you going to shake the branches and hope that it... No, no. It's absolutely foolish, so I'm not going to answer. Who cares what my thoughts are on abortion, really? That's... Oh, wow. Okay, so let's go to someone who actually asked something intelligent, eloquent, and something that's actually worth answering, because it is something important, and it is a very, very good question. He asked a bunch of things, but let me just read part... This is from a Revere listener, Still the Man. He posts over at revereradio.net boards, and... He always has, whenever he posts something, wherever he does, I always read it because it has something to say, and he has something intelligent to say. So let's see what he asked. He said, why do you study, and why the written word of God? What's the point of the Bible? What do you seek? If you could answer that question for me, it would help me understand where you're coming from and why you do the kind of show you do. Now that's a great question, because that's something that I think we all need to ask ourselves. Why do we study? Specifically all this stuff that we do study, and what is the point? What are we trying to accomplish from this? What are we doing our show for? Why? What is the purpose of this? And it had made me scratch my head. Maybe we'll take a break, and then when we get back, I'll answer that and give a little insight into why I think it's important that we do this, and why we speak out, and why we give the truth, because, well, just stay tuned. This is Save Your Generation on revereradio.net.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
We hope this gal is just has given investigators a DNA sample. They raided his Neverland ranch twice over the past 2 days. The singer is facing child molestation and conspiracy charges. And join me, please, at 10 o'clock Eastern tonight. We are going to cover the penalty phase of the Scott Peterson case in Rap Sheet. Also, what you can learn from supermodel Heidi Klum. She has decided to write a book. You're going to meet her at 10 o'clock Eastern. Right now, CNN presents Nuclear Terror. Temperatures rise, rising and reeling from federal files. Found in the trash can, confirming all our defenses. Ooh, television keeps us scared to death. Ooh.
You are listening to Save Your Generation on ReverRadio.net.
Please, please, please do not stay in bed. We need everybody to take to the streets and start combating this propaganda and the bullcrap that's fed to us through the television, making us scared to death, making us think it's going to be the end of the world tomorrow at any second. Because you know what? It very may well be, but it's not going to be the way that they tell us. It's not going to be from Al-Qaeda. It's not going to be from some scary terrorist from some scary Cho or anybody like that. If it's going to happen, it's going to be done. First of all, you're not going to be able to stop it either way. So there's no reason being scared and staying inside all the time, you know? It's just, guys, we're really nearing the end here. This is the end. We're getting there. But so before the break, for the music break, we were discussing why I started Save Your Generation. I think it's an excellent question, and I think everybody who does a show should also be asking yourself the same question. What are your motives for doing a radio show on Revere? Why did you start this? My answer, without going too in-depth and too getting into, you know, the whole how I got into this, and I guess it is part of it, and I guess it does relate. I'll try to give the condensed Cliff Notes version here. In 2001, car accident, almost died, should have been dead, broke my neck. I don't know if everybody's heard this story already. I was in a wheelchair, I was bedridden for about a year. After that, I fell into a deep depression, because after you go through that, you don't really know where to go from here, because your life isn't the same. You expect everything to be back the same, you expect to be able to walk, you expect to be able to do things for yourself, but you can't. You're just a cripple, literally, for the rest of your life. So it's kind of difficult to deal with, and I didn't know how to deal with it. So I turned to Satanism, I guess you'd say. I mean, I didn't know that's what I was turning to, but I decided to, because what my parents, I come from parents who, one was a Jehovah's Witness, one was a regular old Baptist. So it was strange to have a religion, a so-called religion, have two completely polar opposites almost. And then you go to Catholicism, that's another polar opposite from that, and you go to I was thinking, if this is the same religion, why are there so many different, this just all seems like confusion, and that's really what it is. It just seemed like confusion, so I said, these people are all confused, there has to be an answer, someone has to explain this, and I said, The only one who could have done this to me is Satan, because who would have, you know, I would rather be dead than be a cripple, because now my whole life I can't even do anything. You know, I would rather be dead. So I was like, I guess Satan is the one I need to worship. So I tried the whole Satanism thing, you know. And my best tool in that was the Book of Revelation, because I was like, wow, this is great. This is really good stuff. Like, all these Christians, they really think that this is what's going to happen. This is something that they're into. This just sounds like a bloodbath to me. It sounds pretty cool. That's the type of person I was back then. Metal, punk, gothic type person. And so I started getting really into the Book of Revelation, because that was, to me, the darkest, scariest, creepiest. And I could use that to creep out so-called Christians, people who want to push that Bible crap in my face. They'd be like, yeah, I read the Bible too. Did you ever read in Revelation the part where the this and the... So I would, you know, try to be creepy in that aspect. That was about 2003, 2004, around there is when I started getting really into that. I was really into the Basil Wolverton, if you've ever seen his drawings of the apocalypse. I was fascinated by that. So I was into the apocalypse, basically. Not really so much the Bible, but the apocalypse. 2004 was also, I guess, when I saw, finally, Fahrenheit 9/11. Now, seeing Fahrenheit 9/11 and seeing how that the government really is this entity that isn't here to help, it isn't here to... And before that, the whole war in Iraq, how that started, I was kind of thinking it was really weird that we had a Bush before. I remember being young and there was a Bush going to Iraq in a war, and now we have a Bush going to Iraq in a war again. I was like, that's kind of strange. Kind of made me scratch my head as to think that, you know, maybe there is something to this Bible more than just a show. So I started to dig deeper, and I found, I guess I was searching on like one of those Kaza or whatever it is for Michael Moore, Fahrenheit 9/11, to see if there were other movies like that, and one of them that came up was 9/11 Road to Tyranny, so I watched that, and that kind of sent me down another rabbit hole, and from there, for the past 3 years or so, it's been continuing, like, a little bit at a time, so from learning about the deception in politics is when my faith in the religion started to actually build, because I started to see that all the stuff that I was reading about Revelation, about the 10 kings, and about the beast and sitting on many waters and how the Babylon the Great and all that, I started to be able to connect and put together the pieces that, wait a second, this really is happening. This is what's happening right now. Not only is this real, it's what I'm living in. So it was kind of, you know, a shell shock, something that I really was just taking as a joke, pretty much, turned into something that was real. So, let me think. Well, there was another whole added part, which is what I was going to get into specifically. The reason why I wanted to start getting into radio and telling people about this, I figured everybody pretty much knew, for the most part, that this... Actually, I'll even play this clip here. This is me on the Alex Jones Show 3 years ago, maybe even more. I was really a novice. I didn't know about any of this stuff. I just, like I said, Revelation was my only... I didn't really study the Bible at all, just Revelation. And I saw that how everything happening paralleled what is written in Revelation. So I was listening to Alex Jones, and I noticed he had Tex Mars on one day. And I was like, oh, this is the guy that knows all about the Bible. So I'll call him, and I'll ask him, and I'll see what they think. So this was me as a novice, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, not really knowing anything, and it's really how I started getting into all this and wanting to do a show.
Been holding for a while. We're going to go to your call. Text has been gracious enough to stay with us a little bit in the next hour. Who's up first here, John? Jared and Mass, and I've been holding for an eon. What's on your mind, Jared?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
I heard your first comment about the Red Sox, and I got to say, living in Mass, you are 100% right on. That's got to be the number one distraction between the Red Sox and the Patriots and all other sports. And,
well, nothing against sports. I was pointing out earlier that people need to get focused on real issues and start getting upset, not about sports, but get upset about losing our freedoms.
Exactly. And secondly, my question is, seeing how this, all that's got happening right now, directly relates to the prophecy in the Book of Revelations, why is there not more emphasis on that? And number two, what I've read in Revelations, it doesn't get any better. This is only going to get worse. So, you know, there's not really anything we can do. We can't stop them.
Well, Jared, thanks for those two important questions. Let's let Tex Mars respond to that. Tex?
One of the things Jared needs to understand, and all of our listeners, is that we can do something. You know, in Revelation 13, it talks about the beast. This is a world system of evil. And it says the whole world wondered after the beast and said, who could possibly make war against him? But the very next verse says that he makes war against the saints. Now, so the only people that will prevent this beast is the saints. The only people who can make war are the saints. That are those who are knowledgeable, educated, and believe in the true God.
You know, Tex, you're right. They take that out of context. They say, who can make war, as if, oh, you can't make war, but then it shows who he's making war with, who he's worried about.
Absolutely. Later in Revelation, it talks about the overcomers. They overcame through the power of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb of Jesus.
So again, Christ being under the Holy Spirit, and by speaking the truth, it smashes them.
Can you believe that? The power of their testimony. This is a wonderful thing when they come on and of course they'll try to use ridicule. Oh, he's a conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones. Don't believe anything he says. You know, they're so afraid of our testimony, Alex, that Karen Hughes, you know her, they
yes.
even made her the Undersecretary of State for, I think she's like Joseph Goebbels, the new Minister of Propaganda. And what is her job? To put out fake news stories, to go to the other countries and even in the United States. And look, last year they paid this guy, Armstrong, $240,000 to be a shrill.
The Congress just found that to be illegal again. 200 and something million just for fake newscasts.
Oh, absolutely. Every time you watch Fox News, CNN, talking heads, ex-military people, they are all paid for by the CIA, the Defense Department. Don't believe these guys. They're liars.
And Tex, stay there, my friend. We're going to come back and continue covering the news and information. Of course, Tex himself was a colonel in the Air Force. We'll be right back.
And that was it. My first call into the Alex Jones Show was about 2-3 years ago, somewhere around there. I don't even know real time anymore because it's just moving so fast. I don't know really how to keep up with this. But as you can tell, I really didn't really know anything. I had just studied Revelation, and I was really just getting into it and really starting to learn everything about the Bible. And what made me want to even search further and start reading up more and more and more about the stuff was when I discovered that cannabis was actually a healing agent, that it truly was a medicine. Now, from my car accident, I had a whole bunch of injuries. I broke my neck, both my ankles, a whole bunch. I have steel plates and pins everywhere in my body. Just a whole bunch of messed up stuff. Actually, just my ankles. But the reason I started experimenting was because they had me on all of these prescription drugs that I had read killed you. Celebrex. They had me on Vioxx. They had me on Oxycontin, Oxycodone. A whole bunch of medicine. Topamax. Different ones for the migraines that I started to get. I never had a migraine in my entire life. After they put me on this dose of Oxycontin and Celebrex and all these other drugs, I started getting these terrible migraines and stomach pains. No idea where they came from. Obviously, because they're side effects of taking all those drugs. So I said, alright, there has to be a natural way to do this. Because herbal remedies, I would hear like herbal healers and things on Alex Jones. So I was like, alright, there has to be something herbal, some type of natural remedy. And, actually, it was even before I heard Alex Jones that I really started researching that, but after I saw that so much was suppressed, and as Tex said right there, that the media, it is all ex-CIA, it is all owned shills, talking heads, that I learned that everything, the propaganda about cannabis was all a lie too. And that is in the Bible. And that was pretty much the main reason why I thought I should go and tell people this, because I didn't see anyone else saying this. And the first time I ever got in a public forum, so to speak, to say this was on The Wurzel Show on Revere Radio. I had never heard of Revere on MySpace. I got a message from The Wurzel Show saying, check out Revere Radio. So I listened to it, and I thought it was great, so I started becoming a listener, and then I contacted Worsley and said, hey, I have a story that would be good for your show, so have me on, and I'll talk about the real reasons why cannabis is outlawed. And so, and even then, even if you listen to me on the Worsley show, I'm talking about, praise the Lord, I love Jesus, and that was, I don't know, a little bit over a year ago, I guess? Not even a year yet? This is something that I've only learned in a very, very short amount of time. I guess I learned around September about the big deception about the Catholic Church and how Jesus, the letter J, that couldn't have been his name, all that. This is something not even a year old to me. Six months old, maybe? 7 months old? This is something brand new, and I guess that's why I'm so in everybody's face about it, because just like when I heard about 9/11 for the first time, I could not stop talking about it to every person I know. I was in everybody's face, all my relatives, everyone. And that wore off after the first year of people being unreceptive to it, but hey, people can be unreceptive to this all they want. It's the truth, and I will continue to tell everyone the truth about this, because it's historical fact. It's not something that can be debated. I mean, the alphabet, it's fact. The Hebrew letters were changed, it's fact. Someone's calling me right now, it's fact. I mean, you can't change that. It just is what it is. And, let me take this call and let me go to a song right now. When we get back, we will discuss in more detail exactly why I started this show and what was this, quote, secret information that I had discovered, that I'm sure I'm not the first in the world to ever come up with this, because as the Bible says, there's no new thing under the sun. So I just think that it hasn't been told recently. It's something that's been forgotten or hidden because the New World Order has wanted it that way. Just like the name, that's something that's been forgotten or hidden, but people still do know, so I feel like it's my civic duty to spread that word and spread the truth. So when we get back, we'll have some more truth. This is Save Your Generation, revereradio.net.
Do you think that smoking, because I got to tell you, I'm a former drug user, and I am not, I just did so much damage to my body and my brain. Do you think that smoking, because I got to tell you, I'm a former drug user, and I am not, I just did so much damage to my body and my brain.
Reverse the brain damage. It's not too late. Listen to Save Your Generation. Only on RevereRadio.net. Corporate media equals brain damage.
Brain damage, ever since the day I was born. Drugs, what they used to say I was on.
The enemies of freedom have infiltrated our neighborhood. Your mother might be in denial, but the rest of us will be prepared.
So that's why I have to join the dorky Scout Rangers?
Hey, the Rangers will teach you the skills you need to survive. Whether the apocalypse comes in 6 months or 7 months.
Yeah, apocalypse. Motherfuckers. Yo, you see, I fight for my livelihood as focused as I might be should. I try harder than incarcerating fathers. Streets got the kids bought up like Doyle, but don't get caught up. The system rather see them bought up on charges and slaughtered for the street fame. We take whenever we see cake. Police state, eminent domain, ball with no gain. They want it back like old cats, a road game. Can't control things, cell phone verbiage, microwave preservatives, medicated nervousness, controlled by conservatives. The nerve of them have no concern for us. We work for them at war. Soldiers hurt to win. Another country's been destroyed with no answers. So what the fuck was the purpose then? Everything's polluted in gears. How will the world contend? Natural existence trampled on by a world of men. Karma bring the drama back. Boy, woman, girl, or man. Take my life away. Wake up and in the hurl again. Everywhere I could have gone, the beast watching us. Know we got the spot of control. They got binoculars. When we be out on the road, they try to follow us. You never going silent. This is the apocalypse. Everywhere I could have gone. The beast watching us. Know we got the spot of control. They got binoculars. When we be out on the road, they try to follow us. You never going silent. Check it. This is your pocket. And yo, the dudes looking sweet and the women looking rude now. The places that we used to call home, niggas got moved out. Powers that be, just let it be when there's catastrophe. Why they keep a tight grip on all that fucking cash we need? Ain't seen no fire or no brimstone, but at the time it is wrong. Fake war between Christian and Islam. The shit's wrong. Killing over oil fields. It's not God. It's free will, you read they got the shit ill. See, sick in the images of baby slain, crashing aeroplanes above, asking for change, a rifle blasting nigga out the frame, invading your brain. Negative pictures just get ingrained of a mass suffering till you get numb to the pain over and over again. video games and movie flicks, and it seems still there's no stopping us. Through the worldwide populace, suburbs to metropolis, this place, Lord, brace yourself, this is the apocalypse. Everywhere I could have gone, the bees watching us. Know we got the spot of control, they got binoculars. When we be out on the road, they try to follow us. You never going silent, this is the apocalypse. Everywhere I could have gone, the bees watching us. Know we got the spot of control, they got binoculars. When we be out on the road, they try to follow us. You never going silent, this is the apocalypse. Yo, my latest deep confession to free me from deep depression. Battle the evil presence, we pray and we seek the essence to show us many lessons and how to address it. The end is manifesting, so school is just a reference, learning to deal with these stresses. Environmental damages caused by those elected, neglecting people's protection against being defenses. Losing my senses, avoided shit that's deceptive by pretensions, pretending that they not dependent. My mind is my weapon and I'm feeling my life is threatened. Protect your head, neck and possessions, cause I'm about to set it. Following, going like Dianetics, they say I'm a relic. I guess I'm selfish cause the content that I relish. I make the woman dance and think, strengthen up my fellas, curing the poison that they sell is dodging all this setup. Trying to help my people's cerebellum swell up, fed up. Babylon is falling, no matter what they tell us. Everywhere I could have gone, the beast watching us. Know we got the spot of control, they got binoculars. When we be out on the road, they try to follow us. You never going silent, this is the apocalypse. Everywhere I could have gone, the beast watching us. Know we got the spot of control, they got binoculars. When we be out on the road, they try to follow us. You never going silent, this is the apocalypse. Everywhere the acronym go, the beast watching us.
What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm doing the best that I can. Now that's all I can ask of myself. But is that good enough? Is my work doing any good? Is anybody paying attention? Is it hopeless to try and change things? The African guy is a sign, right? Because if he isn't, then nothing in this world makes any sense to me. I'm fucked. Maybe I should quit. Don't quit. Maybe I should just fucking quit. Don't fucking quit. Just, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to fucking do anymore. Fucker. Fuck shit!
What you just heard was literally, almost verbatim, what goes on inside my head on a day-by-day basis when thinking about doing this show and why I'm in this movement and why I want to give out this information and why I think it's important. It really, like, am I making a difference? What's the point? What am I doing? And if that means nothing, then none of it makes sense. Like, that's seriously how I feel. Everything is so... But yeah, that's basically what goes on. And it's because I really want to be doing this for the right reasons. And I know, I'm not judging anyone, but I know a lot of people aren't doing it for those reasons, for the same reasons that I'm doing it. And the reason I'm doing it is because I feel that I have some information that is unique, that is not getting out anywhere else, nowhere. I don't care whoever you go to Jeff Rentz, you go to Alan Watt, you go to Alex Jones, you go to any of these people who are in any of these networks, any of these places, any of these people, and you're not hearing this information, which is why I thought I really wanted to do a show. So in September of 06, right before 9/11, I decided, hey, Rob, give me a slot because I want to do this. And this is something that needs to be said. This is a voice that needs to be heard. And, you know, I'm still learning. I'm learning stuff new every single day. And just last week, I called into Loop Radio on Friday. It was 4:20, and I thought it was everybody on the different shows were talking about 4:20. It's smoking herb. It's herb day, whatever, herb. And I heard Total Info call in, and he was talking about herb with Rasta and how it opens up your mind and expands your mind and how it helps you. And, you know, I was thinking I should just call in and just tell my little theory. So I did. But while I was talking to him, you know, something else really clicked, and it's something that I hadn't fully put together, something I wasn't ready to go out and say, yes, definitively, this is correct, and I can stand by it and back it up and prove it. But now I think I can. So basically, my theory is this. Cannabis is and was in the Garden of Eden, the thing that Adam and Eve could not have, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Why do I think this? All right. I know most people, they always think it's an apple because that's what the drawing, that whole depiction was. Just like they all think that Jesus is some blonde-haired, blue-eyed white dude because that's what they saw in a picture. But really, that's not reality. And if you go to the book of Genesis, chapter 2, tell me where it says apple. It doesn't. I can read you verbatim what it says. It says, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now in Genesis 3:5, Satan is talking now, and he says, For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, we have both contexts that this is a plant, this is something that's gonna, your eyes shall be opened. You're gonna be as gods, knowing good and evil. But really, does it make you a god just because you know good and evil? So Satan, as always, told a half-truth. He gave you some truth. Yes, by eating of this, you will know good and evil. And on the other hand, he said, you're not going to die. So he's a liar. He's always a liar. And the lie is always the greatest part. That little bit of truth that he gives isn't as great as the lie that, you know, the part of the deception, which is why the whole Catholic Church and Christianity, everything is so deceptive. That's why I'm so angry about it, and that's why I fell into that, and that's why I do the show, basically, to wake people up and show them that there is a huge deception going on, way bigger than 9/11. I mean, everybody's doing the 9/11 thing, and that's great, and without that, I wouldn't, myself wouldn't know about it. So without people shouting that, it's great, but this is something that's so huge and no one wants to talk about, and I don't know why. And it's a great deception. It's the biggest one. It's the biggest one that there is. Bigger, no, I guess the biggest one is the one I'm reading right now. But back to this knowledge of good and evil. This, it's always the same trick, that little bit of truth. So that's what we know, that it's something, a plant, that opens your eyes to good and evil. Now, if you go further into the Bible, into Hebrews 5, now this is another part of the whole thing. You gotta see it all together in the context that it's supposed to be. So we'll start with Genesis 1:29, since we're already in Genesis, and see why that's significant.
And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat.
Alright, Genesis 1:29, God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and it shall be for meat. So, now we know that when the Bible references meat, you see the word meat, sometimes it is talking about flesh, but that's only after the fall, and we, God now permits after the flood, but, most of the time, because most people don't know that either, everyone up until the flood, these people were vegetarians. They didn't eat any meat. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me on that, but I think I'm right. But it's significant the word meat is used for herbs. So when you look into Hebrews chapter 5, you see this word meat come up again in reference to herbs. So let's go to that.
And every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
All right, now that was Hebrews 5. 12 through 14. So in Hebrews chapter 5, again, it says strong meat. Now this is a specific meat, strong meat, and meat, again, we said, now what's meat? It's any herb-bearing seed. So we have in Genesis twice, we have one saying that good and evil. Now let me put that in a coherent sentence. Are you, do you understand what I'm trying to get across here? That this strong meat is an herb-bearing seed that's not like your average herb, so it isn't going to be something simple or something plain or common. It's going to be stronger. And there's only one herb in the entire planet that exercises, it will have your senses exercise to discern good and evil. There's only one thing. And in the Garden of Eden, that was the tree of knowledge of good and evil that did the same thing. It opened your eyes to discern the good and evil. So if you put two and two together, that could only be one thing. It's one thing. So that means this plant, the cannabis plant, really is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And now Satan was the one who told us to take it in the first place, right? But now, if you go deeper into the Bible, into 1 Timothy chapter 4, it says that Satan will take it away from you. And they say, now why would he want to do that? Of course, because he doesn't want you to have knowledge now. Now that you've already accepted the knowledge and now that we've already broken our covenant with Yahweh, the true creator, we've broken the covenant with him. So now Satan is going to trick us in any way so that we can't find our way back to being into his good graces, as they say. So where can we find this? 1 Timothy chapter 4. It's a prophecy written of what will soon come to pass, and it certainly has.
Chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
And that was how I discovered that they were talking about the Catholic Church. Now, how did I put that together? Because in 1484, Pope Innocent VIII was the person who outlawed cannabis as the sacrament. Now, it specifically says there, doctrines of devils will command to abstain from meats. Now, what is meat again? What is meats specifically? It says it in Genesis 1:29, every herb bearing seed, the only herb that's ever been a doctrine or a law, doctrine is just law, a law place saying that you should not have any herb is when? The Catholic Church did it in 1484, but there was another time, right here in the good old USA. Now, the B system is double pronged, so this would have to be a political system and a religious system who would be the one that they're speaking about here. And it says, the Spirit speak expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, people have departed from the true faith, from the true worship of Yahweh, because of these doctrines of devil, and they've gone, they don't know that they're following Catholicism, but any type of Christianity, any type of belief in Jesus Christ whatsoever is Catholicism, because they are the one who created this. And you've departed from the faith, it says it right there in 1 Timothy chapter 4. It's so obvious, it's plain as day. And it said they would do two things, not only command to abstain from meats, but it would also forbid to marry. Now, who the only church that says for forbidding one to marry? Now, that's obvious. The Catholic Church again. Answer. Right there. Two things. Simple. Plain, right? But then you also have to look to the United States. Well, they didn't ever forbid anyone to marry. But but did they? Back in the 1800s, after slavery was abolished, they had laws called the Black Codes, as well as the Jim Crow laws and other, which came later. But the Black Codes of 1860 was the first that said that interracial, which was human white people and non-human black people, could not intermarry. And they had laws, actual written laws, it said. So there we go again. Doctrines of devils that would forbid to marry and command to abstain from meats. Meats is herbs. The United States has done it. Catholicism has done it. The two double-pronged beast system. There you go. I mean, what else can we say? It's right there in the text. It's plain as, I mean, if someone can show me somewhere else in the text that would contradict that, or that would show that that was wrong, or that would say that, you're misinterpreting. Okay, show me any other nation, show me any other religion, show me any other sect that is gone directly as what this prophecy is written in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Okay? That's my invitation to anyone else out there who's listening. And let's go to a song right now. Think about those verses. I'm going to play them all for you one more time so you can hear them all. And keep that word meat in mind. Put it all together. Tree of knowledge of good and evil. Why would Satan want you to not have this now? So you can't figure it out. So you don't see the truth. Because now we're all doomed anyway. Because once the first people took it, you do realize that, right? That is the only reason why we should continue to take this. Some people say, well, if it's the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then we better not, because that's what he said. No. He said that to the first two people. Once they already took it, game, set, match, it's over. Now we all just have to play by the rules that those people have set for us. We didn't choose this. We didn't choose this game. We didn't choose to be here in America to be born. We didn't choose to have to fight the New World Order. But since this is the game that we're dealt, we have to play ball. And if you're not using the cannabis to see the good and evil, to discern, as it says in Hebrews chapter 5, then you're not a full age. You're a babe. You must need some milk. So go see mommy.
And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat.
For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity, till I come. Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Mediate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee.
Over the last 2 decades, the potency of marijuana on the market has increased, and the price has skyrocketed. In the early 1980s, an ounce of commercial grade sold for about $40. Today, an ounce costs up to $400. In fact, a price higher than gold.
All right, we're about out of time here on this Savior Generation, but it is true. herb is worth more than gold, and for more reasons than one. Spiritually, it can nourish you forever, clothe you, and that's another reason why I know that they want to keep it out of our hands, because not only what it has for you spiritually, but physically. And that's something else covered on Save Your Generation. And maybe next week we will discuss the whole manna thing. I've only talked about it one time, and that fits into it as well. Not only is it the knowledge, tree of knowledge of good and evil, but it is manna that's talked about, because there's nothing else that fits the same characteristics that this supposed plant fits, except for the cannabis plant. So here we go. We will go on that trip next week. Until then, I just want to say thank you so much, everyone, who continues to provide me with inspiration to do this show, with your questions and with your positive feedback and your negative feedback, because the negative especially, I know I'm doing something right when people are just angry and not actually researching and looking into maybe there is some validity to what I'm saying. No, people who want to be set in their ways and not actually open their eyes up to new ideas and to new thoughts and to new everything. But that can change, and that's all you got to do, because I wasn't always someone who was this way. And I'm living proof that things can change and people can change and do something entirely different that's unexpected. It's never too late. People think that we pigeonhole ourselves into one way and think that I have to be because I'm a conservative. I'm a liberal. I want to label myself something so I can be a part of a group. It's that high school mentality that people fall into, that they don't want to be outside of any one group because then they can't fit in anymore. And, you know, instead of trying to do a show that is uniquely your own, be your own person, do your own thing, you would rather instead just mimic Alex Jones and do your best impersonation of your favorite. It's kind of like doing a cover band. Revere has turned into a cover band, I think. People are just doing their best parody, or their best parroting, almost, of whoever they think is cool, and that's all you do. Instead of being your own unique person and then using that person who you think gives good information and admire, and then using it to accentuate your art. You know, I'm not knocking Alex Jones or anyone else who people like, but I myself like Alex Jones. You hear the stuff I play, I use Alex Jones stuff, but it doesn't mean that I try to be him or try to emulate him or try to worship him. And that's all I'm saying, that's what this has turned into. And Sonny recognizes it, Rasa recognizes it, people who have been here from the beginning see it, and, you know, this is either going to be something where Rob says that he wants to distance himself from the host. Now, why would he want to do that? I thought that Revere was a thing, you know, that we were trying to make good and better. Why would he want just a whole bunch of crap on it if he has just a bunch of crap? You know, that kind of does reflect on him because he's Rob Revere, you know, so it kind of, if just a whole bunch of crap on Revere, I don't know. I think we should hold Revere to a standard of excellence, uniqueness, revolutionary. That's what it started as, and that's what I heard when I listened to it a year ago, and I heard the old schoolers on here. That's what it was. It wasn't just Attack of the Clones. But, alright, I've said enough to know I've said too much. Rob Revere up live, 9 o'clock, coming up. Stay tuned on the one and only ReveReRadio.net. If you like it, you know how to show us love. Go do that. Show some love to Phaylon.com as well. PHAYLON.com. And, you know where I'm at.
This is ReveReRadio.net. The alternative to the alternative.
Are you bored with the broken record talk shows? You know, giving you that same old, no new ideas, no new music, just news regurgitation.
Then tune in to Save Your Generation, because we're breaking the monotony of the same old talk radio. I'm on ReveReRadio.net.
Happened to the radio, it used to be cool, but now it's just bugs. Happened to the radio, same old song, with the same old, same old. Happened to the radio, it used to be cool, but now it's just bugs. Happened to the radio, same old song, with the same old, same old.